أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق. خلق الإنسان من علق. اقرأ وربك الأكرم. الذي علم بالقلم. علم الإنسان ما لم يعلم. صدق الله العظيم.
Jamila, have you finished your homework yet? Called Jamila's mother. Oh, Mom, complained Jamila. They give us so much reading to do in all my classes. Why do we have to read so much? Reading is very important, especially to us as Muslims, explained her mother. Come sit with me and I'll tell you a story. That'll give you a little break. Okay. Thanks, Mom, said Jamila gratefully. Do you know what is the very first thing that Allah asked Muslims to do? Asked her mother. Say la ilaha illallah, guessed Jamila. There is no God but Allah? Good answer, honey, but try again, encouraged her mother. Pray, said Jamila this time with confidence. Another excellent answer, but still not correct, said her mother. Let me explain with a story. One dark night, many, many years ago, began Jamila's mother. A man sat in a lonely cave high atop Mount Hira in a land called Arabia. He was a good and kind man, well-liked and respected by his friends, family, and everyone who knew him. He loved his family and his people very much, but he was sad. His people had all forgotten about the one true God, Allah. They had instead taken to worshiping idols as their gods, silly figures made of wood and stone which could neither hear them nor help them. He often came to this cave to sit quietly, think, and pray. On this particular night, he sat as usual alone in his cave, when suddenly he felt the presence of something, someone else. Out of the darkness, a commanding voice said, Iqra, read. The startled man gasped, I am not a reader. And the feeling went away. The man looked all about him in the cave. No one was there. Had he fallen asleep? Surely he must have been dreaming. Shaking his head as if to clear it, the man returned to his quiet thoughts and prayers. Suddenly, he felt as if two huge arms wrapped around him and squeezed him ever so tightly. Again, the mysterious voice came out of the darkness. Iqra. Read. I am not a reader, whispered the man. And as suddenly as it had appeared, the feeling went away. Trembling, the man searched the lonely cave for signs of any other presence. But all was dark and silent. Yet again came the feeling, holding him so tightly the man feared his very bones would break. Iqra, read, commanded the voice a third time. What shall I read? Cried the man. And the voice said, Read in the name of Allah who created man, created him from a small clinging thing. Read and your Lord is the most generous, who taught man to use the pen and taught man everything he knows. Do you know who the man was and who was squeezing him and asking him to read? Her mother asked Jamila. Of course, Mom. That was the angel Jibril. Allah sent him to Prophet Muhammad with the Holy Quran. So why do you think Allah told us to read before he even mentioned saying Shahada or praying or anything else that's important in Islam? Asked her mother. Well, said Jamila thoughtfully, reading is how we learn things. Even without a teacher, we can still learn if we just open up a book and read by ourselves. That's good thinking, Jamila, said her mother. Allah wants us to know just how important it is to read and learn. So reading is another way to worship Allah, right, Mom? Said Jamila, who was beginning to understand. Absolutely, my dear daughter. Let's go look at your homework together and see what we can learn. You know what, Mom? That actually sounds like fun.